Good morning. It is Daniel in for Robbo and Steve this week. And joining me on the phone is the CEO for the Mount Alexander Shire, Darren Fuzzard. Good morning.
Good morning, Daniel.
Nice to talk to you once again. Now, I've got a pretty important question to ask you before we get into the other questions. Who's got the tougher job, the CEO for the Mount Alexander Shire or David Teague?
I think David Teague might be beating me on that one at the moment.
Oh.
Yes, I was hoping we might talk about scones. I heard you talking about them. I was much happier with that idea than talking about Carlton, Daniel.
We can talk about scones. Do you have a secret recipe?
It's definitely one of my favourite childhood memories is Sunday roast followed by fresh scones with jam or honey and cream, I have to say. Daniel, hello to my mum. I'm sure that we need another Sunday dinner soon.
Ah, well, if that's not the cheapest plug to talk to you about your mum, that's... Let's get into some serious business. Well, I'm happy to talk about scones. Don't think for a second I'm not, but we need to get through a couple of other things as well. Firstly is the Refugee Week, which is coming up, which is actually now.
Yes.
Now.
Yeah, it is. It is all week this week, Daniel. So we are encouraging people of all ages and backgrounds to get along to an event in our shire. To help celebrate Refugee Week. You might know, Daniel, it's a global celebration. It actually started in Australia in 1986, and it's really to acknowledge the wonderful ways that people from refugee and asylum-seeking backgrounds make our communities better by being a part of them. So it's also a great chance to welcome some new people who might be new to our country or to our shire and make them feel very welcome and safe amongst our community. So the Castlemaine chapter of Rural Australians for Refugees have put together a really interesting program of local events and activities, and across the week there's an opportunity to hear live music, personal stories of the refugee experience, and there's information sessions as well. So one of the big highlights in there, Daniel, is coming up on Wednesday evening. It'll be at the Fee Broadway Theatre. It's called Refugees, Reactions and the Australian Response, and that features a keynote talk from refugee advocate and director of the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre, Jane Favero. So that's on 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. this Wednesday. Entries by donation. You don't have to book, certainly get along there for a very interesting night, I expect. There is a full program of events that you can get a hold of as well to see everything that's going on. You can get that from the Castlemaine Visitor Information Centre, the Castlemaine Library and the Castlemaine Community House. And so, yes, that's all week. There's some great events on there. We'd love to see people get along to them and support our local refugees.
Everyone has a story when it comes to refugees, for sure. Now, the Business of Climate Change Forum, Darren, tell us about this one.
Yeah, thanks, Daniel. So any local businesses who are interested in doing more to help the environment and potentially, or most likely, I'd say, save some money in the process, being invited along to this great forum, which is on next Monday night. It's called the Business of Climate Change. We're talking about funding opportunities, financing, and also subsidies that are available to help businesses cut emissions, save on power bills, and reduce waste. So this was originally going to happen, Daniel, earlier this month, but it did get postponed. So it's this coming Monday now, 28th of June, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's at the Good Shed in Kennedy Street in Castlemaine. So if anyone thought they'd missed out, they haven't. It's still time to get along to that one this coming Monday. There will be information sessions and displays from groups that include Sustainability Victoria, DELP, Sustainable Australia Fund, the Central Victorian Greenhouse Alliance, Enviro Shop Newstead, one of our great local businesses, Mount Alexander Sustainability Group, and there will be others, as well as local businesses talking about things that they've done and the impact that's had on both their environmental performance as well as on their hip pocket and their business overall. So, again, this coming Monday, 28th of June, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Good Shed in Kennedy Street. If you want some more information about that one, if you have a look on Business Mount Alexander's website, you can find out more about it. And well done again to them for this great initiative.
Very true. And just very quickly, Darren, if you wouldn't mind, Community Connector sessions happening this week.
Yes, we've got more of those happening. They've been going for a little while, Daniel. So there's more sessions on this week in Tewton, Tarradale and Castlemaine. The aim of these sessions is really to provide a face-to-face support in some of our local towns to help people who might be still feeling a bit anxious about getting back involved with the community again. So anybody who and it's part of the Community Activation Social Isolation Program by the Victorian Government, which is aimed at helping people in our community to bounce back from the impacts of COVID and restrictions. So anyone looking for some information on that one, give us a call on 54711700, or if you go to the Mount Alexander website, look under the CASI, C-A-S-I initiative, and you can find out lots more there.
Darren, before you go, just very quickly, we were talking the top, big topic at the top there about scones. Is it jam and cream or cream and jam?
jam and cream.
Seems to be, a lot of people seem to be the other way around. Hey, thanks very much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Daniel.